Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the Southeast Conference to the Woodland. From the North Shore to the Classic Eight. From the Greater Metro to the Southern Lakes and everything in between.
All about that nasty D. They're all going down.
It's time to get you up to date on all the key high school football games in the area. It's the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores. Now, here's Wisconsin Hall of Fame coach Ron Davies and WSSP's high school insider, big time Mike McGivern.
Welcome into the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores and Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. We'll get you the most current and up-to-date scores at all the key high school football games in the area. Coach Ron, how you doing, pal?
Okay, Mike, and I feel kind of bad because I should have looked into and had somebody cover that Kenosha-Tremp or Kenosha-Bradford game in Kenosha, but I didn't. So if anybody has that score and had called into us, we'd sure appreciate that.
Yeah, you bet. Alex Enzola normally handles our Kenosha games, and he needed the night off. Mm-hmm. Now, he filled out the correct paperwork. He went to our HR department, got it approved, so we let Alex take a week off, so there will not be a Zenzola game ball tonight.
Is that a paid vacation for him, Mike?
He hasn't worked long enough to get paid vacation, so we just gave him the day off, and he actually had to pay me $20.
I was going to say, if he gets paid for what he's doing when he's there, he's way ahead of me.
He is. Hey, before we get through the games that we have covered, did you get a chance to watch any of the Thursday night game?
Mike, just the end of the second quarter and in the beginning of the third quarter when University School moved the ball a little bit, but they were already down 35-0.
You know, it's the first time that in a while that I've got a chance to see Lake Country Lutheran and that program. And they forced our hand a little bit, Ron. We haven't done one of their games in the past. And I said to Coach Brasgell, you forced our hand a little bit, man. You're ranked number two Division Five team in the state, got to the state finals last year, haven't lost a conference game in a while. And he started laughing. He says, about time you boys came out here. I have a lot of respect for him and his staff. And I watched them up close yesterday. And Greg was telling me before the game, he said, look, it took me a while as a head coach to trust my coaches and let them coach and do what they do. He said, I've got a staff here that I fully 100% trust, and I let them do what they do. And it's been very successful for us. Their program, it has to be a conversation that when we talk about some of the best programs in the area, and you talk about the Franklins and now Muskego and Catholic Memorial, Coach, I don't know how you leave out Lake Country Lutheran anymore.
I don't think you do.
It's amazing to me. And these kids on the sidelines, they were as confident. I mean, that's a confident group, and rightfully so. 17 starters back from last year's team. He said, look, our first practice, he said, we came the last time, we came together and we lost at the state final. These kids thought about it. Our first practice was phenomenal compared to what it's been in the past. And this senior class, 17 starters back from a team that tasted what it was like to get there. And he said, man, I wouldn't bet against us. We're a pretty good team right now.
And they're in the same division as St. Mary's Springs.
Correct.
So that, I'm way down in the road, I realize, but that would be quite a matchup if that game ever takes place.
Yeah, they play St. Francis this week, and
that
I know
should be an excellent game.
Coach Sarvert in the offseason, guys like me, he was in studio with the WFCA show, and I said, hey, at Lake Country Lutheran, he said, you know what, Mike, we're going to be pretty good this year. He said, we got some athletes, and we got a chance to maybe play with them, and we'll see.
And they have played with them. St. Francis has been probably the only team in the league that's been relatively competitive with them.
Right. Well, and it's interesting to me is I got a friend whose son plays at up in Lake Mills, at Lutheran School up in Lake Mills. And he said, hey, you know, I had texted him about something, and I said, how you guys doing? And he said, Lakeside Lutheran. And he said, you know what, good. He said, we get Lake Country Lutheran this week. They're a Division Five team. And I said, be careful, because they're loaded. And he was like, are you kidding? I said, no, they're loaded. He said, well, we're Division Three, they're Division Five. I said, I don't care. You get to put 11 on the field, they put 11 on the field. He said, you know what this guy did say? He said, you know, it wouldn't be the worst thing for our kids to get punched in the mouth a little bit. They're walking around, they're a little cocky right now. Lake Country Lutheran did that. You know what? And he said, look, Greg was telling me last night the most difficult thing right now to do is to get teams to play us in non-conference. He said, if you're at Arrowhead or Pewaukee, I want to play those guys. They won't play because if they beat us,
right,
they have nothing to gain by this thing. And I just love what they're doing out there. And every time you talk to them and you interview them, no matter what the question is, Coach, they're going to bring it around to what the mission of the school is. And that totally is a faith-based school. And it's really impressive how it's not just talking points to them. It's from their heart and their soul and what they talk about and how they talk to each other and the kids. You would have been really impressed on the sidelines last night.
Well, I was able to listen to the interview with the principal of the school at halftime.
And I didn't do the interview. I'm sure that's no, right. Was that her mission statement?
Basically, that's what this she is talked about.
Yeah. Hey, let me go through the games that we're at. And we're missing a couple guys tonight, so we can use some help. If you don't hear the game that you're going to or you're at, please give us a call. Talk to Anthony, 414-799-1250. 799-1250. Here are the games we have covered. Oak Creek at Franklin, KML at Muskego, Burlington at Waterford, Waukesha West at Maguanago, New Berlin Eisenhower at New Berlin West, Wisconsin Lutheran at Greenfield, Oconomowoc at Waukesha North, South Milwaukee at Messwood, Whitefish Bay at Homestead. Let's get to our first call. Don Wachillis, go ahead.
Is that Wisconsin Lutheran at Greendale?
Yeah. Hold on. Yes. Let me look into that. Did I write that wrong? I may have. At Greendale, yes, at Greendale. Don is at the Oak Creek at Franklin game. Hey, Don, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Mike. On the opening series, Franklin, on their very first play, fumbled, gave Oak Creek the ball on the 21. Defensively, however, the Sabres came up and held them, but it'll be a field goal by Dragan Kasich from 26 yards that now has Oak Creek on top. 3-0, 9:22 to go, first quarter.
Hey, Don, that might be the game of the area tonight.
It would have been nice if somebody would have had a shuttle service to get into this place, because I can tell you right now, even looking outside, it's at least a block and a half long on two ticket windows still trying to get in here, and the game is already underway.
Well, you being the smart guy that you are, I'm sure you got there about 5 o'clock?
Yes, I would like to assume that, but... It took a little bit hustling to get here by kickoff. I'll say it that way.
That's why you get paid the big bucks. That's Don Wachillis, Oak Creek at Franklin, brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Mandy Sandstrom Clough, 262-783-6600, and get your new windows in before it gets cold. They have half-off pre-finishing on any wood window or patio door on qualified projects. Let's get to line two if we can. Taz, he's at the South Milwaukee Messwood game. Hey, Taz, give us an update.
Mike, I got 7-0 South Mill over Sherwood Mesmer. South Milwaukee receives the ball first and score first. On the opening kickoff, it was a 40-yard kick return to their own, the Sherwood's 30-yard line. Then it was a four-play, 30-yard drive, TD pass caught by Jacob Anderson to go up 6-0, extra point good, 7-0 South Milwaukee over Sherwood Mesmer.
Hey, I think it's homecoming for Sherwood Mesmer tonight.
It is homecoming. The band is rocking. The brat's smelling good. So it's an exciting time for Sherwood tonight. Hopefully they can get it together and come back and win on their homecoming night.
You know, if you get extra brats, you can bring it for Ron and I if you want to swing by the studio, Taz.
Hey, Mike, I got extra brats for you as long as I get that invite to that turkey bowl. I haven't forgot about that.
You know what? I had some family members say, hey, and I don't think, the way it sounds, I don't know if we want him at our turkey bowl, but I'll get you that invite. Taz, thank you very much. 7-0 South Milwaukee over Messmer Shore. Let's get to line one if we can. Jerry's at the Oconomowoc at Waukesha North game. Jerry is brought to you by Ballastieri Brothers Pizza. Three toppings, two garlic bread, pickup only, $25.99. That's two medium pizzas, three toppings, two garlic breads. They're located at Highway 100 and Beloit. Jerry, give us an update.
Yes, Mike and Coach, good evening. It's 9 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Oconomowoc took the opening drive, marched down the field, three-yard touchdown run by their quarterback, Brad Walstead, and the extra point was good. Nothing fancy, just mixing up passing and running, and now North has the ball in their first possession right now. Bugs are bad out here, Mike. Mosquitoes are eating us alive. And I got to tell you this too, Mike and Coach, there's a brand-new scoreboard here at Waukesha North, and it's one of the finest looking high school scoreboard I've ever seen.
Hey, Jerry, we had one mosquito here in the studio, but Ryan got rid of it, so no worries about that.
Okay.
Hey, thanks. Let's get the line through if we can. Tony Rush, he's at the Whitefish Bay at Homestead game, brought to you by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development. Tony Rush, give us an update.
Hey, Mike, with 7:17 left in the first quarter, Homestead just took the lead 8-0. They did their patented extra point. Put the hand in the dirt quick, and Whitefish Bay jumped offside. Jared Schneider scored on a two-yard run, and then he scored the two-point conversion. Whitefish Bay got the opening kickoff, and on the third play from scrimmage, fumbled and recovered by David Beaulieu, who had a huge game last week with four sacks. And the Homestead Highlanders are now on the board and up 8-0 in the first quarter.
You know, I thought maybe this would be the week, and maybe Whitefish Bay is, you know, I know they've played Homestead tough in the past, but that's a young team they've got
very
over there.
Very young team this year, yeah.
Very young team.
Homestead
so.
Is loaded with veterans.
Go ahead, so kick it off.
Whitefish Bay have to really, really play well to play with Homestead.
You
tonight.
Bet.
Yeah, I think after last year's Thursday night shutout, Homestead's got a little something they want to prove this year. So.
Yeah, I almost forgot about that.
Yeah, you were there.
I was there on the sidelines. Tony Resch, thank you so much. Let's get to line four. Mark Neeson, he's at the Kettleberry and at Muskego game. He's brought to you by Lynch McGuanago, the premier Wisconsin Chevrolet, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. Go to lynchmcguanago.com. Mark, give us an update.
I have 6:40 left in the first quarter. With a new scoreboard and sound system, it's hard to hear out here. Muskego 7-0 over Kettleberry. And Jack Reiser, the fullback from 36 yards out. First punt by Blake Wilcox for Kettleberry with 65 yards, guys.
Man, not much wind out there, so it wasn't
no,
like
there
the wind
any, and I don't think we'll have any kick returns because Muskego kicker twice in the end zone, and I know Blake will also probably put it in the end zone every kick.
Boy, oh, boy. Hey, Mark, what's the crowd like at Muskego? They come out for this group.
Yeah, we have a pretty much full house on the home side. We have a smaller showing on Kettleberry, but the students are just as loud as the PA system. Your ear can't hear anything today.
That's perfect, Mark. That's what high school football is supposed to be about. 7-0 Muskego over Kettleberry. Coach, Muskego program right now is humming.
Yeah,
when you talk to those
high.
Guys, you know what? All levels, a lot of kids, a lot of participation. You know, Ryan McMillan, who's my co-host on Saturday mornings, said, look, we have a community that loves sports. And you know what? They're all engaged in it at all levels, and not just football, basketball, baseball. I'm talking a lot of sports. And he said it's a great place to be right now.
Well, I'll tell you, and as a football program, they are so physical and so strong. And also with that wing tee, they probably run that as good as, not better than anybody in the state.
Coach, real quick before we get to break, tomorrow on my high school football coaches show, Rick Hopper, head football coach from Greendale Martin Luther, is coming in. And I said, hey, you want to bring a couple seniors with you? And he said, yeah, I would love that. And then he kind of went back and forth, and he sent me a text, said, how many can I bring? And I said, well, how many do you have? He said, I got 11. I said, just bring them. And he was like, man, thanks, because I didn't know where the cutoff.
Yeah, that's going to be tough.
He said, only one kid can't make it. He's got to work. But I'm bringing 10 with me. I said, that's fine. We'll stack them in, and we'll move them in and out. And I got three text messages from different players last night during the Thursday night game saying, thank you. Man, I can't wait. Can't believe I'm going to be on the radio, stuff like that.
That's so nice.
I'm excited for Coach Hopper, and I'm excited for these kids. Let's get to line one if we can. Tyler's at the Wisconsin Lutheran at Greendale game. Hey, Tyler, give us an update.
Hey, Mike, it's in the first quarter, and Greendale is already up at homecoming. They're up 7-0 on Wisconsin Lutheran. They were able to take the opening kickoff. They were able to drive it all the way down the field. They actually made two successful fourth down conversions. The second one resulted in the touchdown. That was a 12-yard touchdown pass from Strawn Sanchez to Maceo Wooden, and that gave Greendale the lead. And also, Greendale is going retro with their uniforms. They're wearing the uniforms from 2001, if you can remember back then, Mike. Kelly Green, the brighter Kelly Green jerseys, and white helmets with Panther paws on the side. But
Tyler, why did you ask me if I could remember and not Coach Davies?
Because you're the one who needs to remember all that. I'm not so sure about Coach Davies anymore.
I was really young in 2001. How would I remember that?
But less than 6 minutes left, and Wisco has the ball on their opening drive, and they just got a first down near their own 30. Less than 6 minutes left, 7-0 Greendale over Wisconsin Lutheran.
Hey, Tyler. Hey, yeah. Hold on. I got something for you. Hold on real quick.
All right. Oh. Oh.
Hey, this is it's your birthday today, young man. Happy birthday.
Oh, thanks, Mike.
Happy birthday, Tyler.
Hey, man, you know what? Hopefully your big birthday bash isn't like going out to this game for us. So I appreciate you showing up tonight and doing this.
Oh, I wouldn't miss this for anything, Mike.
You're a good man, Tyler. Happy birthday.
Thank you, sir.
You got it.
Happy birthday, Tyler.
That's good stuff. Coach, let's get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue to get you scores and updates from all the key high school football games in the area. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
It's time now for your Wendy's Varsity Blitz Scoreboard Update. I'm Anthony Mandela. Good one out in Franklin, but Oak Creek leading the Sabres 3-0 in the first quarter. Muskego has jumped out to an early 7-0 lead on Kettle Moraine Lutheran. Oconomowoc, they're on top right now 7-0 as well at Waukesha North. Homestead leading Whitefish Bay 7-0. Greendale leads Wisconsin Lutheran 7-0. South Milwaukee on top of Messwood right now 7-0 as well. And Brookfield Central with a 6-0 lead early against Tosa West. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Faith in the Zone. This week's guest is J.K. Scott, the punter for the Green Bay Packers. Faith in the Zone, Sundays at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. on Sports Radio 105.7 FM The Fan, or check it out at faithinthezone.com. And this has been your Wendy's Varsity Blitz scoreboard update. I'm Anthony Mandela, Sports Radio 105.7 FM The Fan.
Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Ryan, you just asked me a question before we went on about J.K. Scott.
Right.
You know, he spent a lot of time in Wisconsin.
Oh, really?
Yeah, his father went to Madison. Big-time track guy.
I didn't know that. I thought he was from the South, and his family was all from the South. Usually, you know, you see guys from the SEC, and you kind of just figure.
No, and they spent at least 1 week out of the summer at a place in northern Wisconsin,
really?
On a lake. Always, he grew up a big Packer fan. He also said they never talked to him. He was shocked when he got... See, I wasn't shocked that he got picked in the fifth round.
Yeah.
But I was shocked by his Packers because I had not heard from them at all. And you know what? It was just a blessing.
It's a really cool story.
That interview on Faith in the Zone, both interviews on Sunday are good. You know, Todd Brown... I'll tell you real quick, wide receiver for the Nebraska Cornhuskers, Turner Gill, who we had on, the head coach at Liberty, really talks a lot about Todd Brown and his strength and how he helped him. And I reached out to Todd Brown. He said, look, I still hold the record. He's like 48 years old. I still hold the record in Nebraska, state of Nebraska, for the triple jump.
Yeah.
He said, I'm a 5'10", 150-pound white kid. That just, for some reason, that hops in my... He said, and I had a lot of offers to go all over the country because as a senior in high school, I was the number one ranked triple jumper in the country. And all I dreamt about was being a receiver at Nebraska. He said, so when they offered me a walk-on, I took it. And he said, when I left, I was the number three receiver in total catches in Nebraska football history. Was 68.
That's crazy.
He said, look, they didn't throw, Tom Osborne didn't throw the ball
I was going to say, yeah, they ran the option.
He said, man, when you have Mike Rozier, you're handing the ball off all day long.
Right.
He said, Turner could throw a little bit, but he could run too.
Yeah.
So those two interviews on Sunday, 8 a.m. and 8 p.m., or check it out on faithinthezone.com. Let's get to line two if we can. Jerry's at the Oconomowoc Waukesha North game. Jerry, give us another update.
Yes, Mike and Coach, 3 minutes remaining in the first quarter. The score now is Oconomowoc 14, Waukesha North 0. Waukesha North is driving there on Oconomowoc 6. Just had a long play. Again, on Oconomowoc's last scoring touchdown, there was two big plays, a 26-yard run by the quarterback of Oconomowoc and then a 21-yard pass by Oconomowoc quarterback, the running back. But Waukesha North is making some noise now. They're at first and goal on the 6-yard line. Score is 14-0 Oconomowoc, 3 minutes remaining in the first quarter.
Well, Oconomowoc has really struggled in the Classic 8 since they've been put in there, so they really need a win.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. I agree with that, Coach. Let's get to line one if we can. Taz, he's at the South Milwaukee at Sherwood Messmer game. Taz is brought to you by the Boilermakers Local 107. Building and rebuilding America for over 225 years, check out their apprenticeship opportunities at Boilermakers107.com. Taz, give us an update.
Mike, I got 14-0, South Milwaukee over Sherwood Messmer. 3 minutes left in the first. Sherwood Messmer went 4-0 as they were unsuccessful on a 4th-and-1 conversion. South Milwaukee then received the ball on their own 35-yard line. It was a 4-play, 35-yard drive. As they went for it on 4th-and-9, 15-yard touchdown conversion by numbers 5, Emmett Lynch, 14-0. South Milwaukee over Sherwood Messmer, 3 minutes left in the first.
That's awesome. Taz, thank you very much. Our boys, they need to make a comeback here tonight, Coach.
Yeah, that Woodland East is so wide open that the winner of this game could set themselves up in a good position.
Coach, I had their Messmer Short head coach in studio with me on Saturday.
He's a good man.
He is. Now I understand why you would take him in a fight with me in the alley. I would take him, too. I got no shot. I got no shot because not only could he punch harder than I am, but he's a wrestler. I lose.
Yeah, he knows all those moves.
He knows all
like a rock, isn't he?
What a nice.
And he's very soft-spoken and
soft-spoken. Yeah. He's a really good man.
Yeah, he sure is.
I like him, Coach. Let's get to line three if we can. Tony Resch. I'd take Tony in an alley against me, too. Tony Resch from Raising Stakes Fundraising Leadership Development. Tony, before we get the score, Whitefish Bay and Homestead, you got a big award this week.
Yes, Menominee Falls School District recognized me for a Friends of Education Award for 25 years of doing cool things, coaching in the community, and donating time and resources. So it was a huge honor, very humbling.
You know what? It could not go to a better choice, and I commend them for giving that to you, Tony. And I just want to say congratulations because that's a really big deal, and you earned it, pal.
I really appreciate that, Mike. You're one of the greats, too, and I just try to follow your lead and was blessed to be recognized for that. So it was a very special thing for me.
You bet.
Tony, congratulations. Well
Thank
deserved.
Thank you, Coach.
Hey, Whitefish Bay at Homestead, what's going on?
Right now we're at 15-0 Homestead with 1 minute, 12 seconds left in the first quarter. After the touchdown, Homestead was a 3-and-out. And Homestead got the ball, drove down the field, and Howie Neubauer, number 13, caught a 12-yard touchdown pass from Emery Whedon, and they kicked the extra point to go up 15-0. Whitefish Bay has actually had three first downs on this drive right now. They're at midfield, and so they're putting a little something together right now.
Tony, thank you very much. 15-0 Homestead over Whitefish Bay. Line four, Mike Bush. He's at the Burlington at Waterford game. Brought to you by Ideal Logos and Awards, go see Smokin' Hot Mary for all your awards, promotions, or embroidery work. Mike Bush, give us an update. Burlington at Waterford.
Yeah, exactly. There's 1 minute to go in the first quarter here. Scoreboard telling me home team Waterford 7 and the visiting Burlington Demons 7. So
ooh,
we got a tie here. The place is electric. Burlington took the opening drive. Got all the way down to 4th-and-goal from the 6-yard line and tried passing the ball, and it got broken up in the end zone. So, turned ball goes over to Waterford. A real nice 60-yard scamper by Waterford's leading rusher, Tanner Keller. To be offset it by two in a row false start penalties. But then on the 3rd and 17, Dominic Miller running a pulse right over the middle, wide open from about 60 yards out, scores for Waterford. And then when I was on hold, Dalton Damon, the Webley show, took over for a 50-yard touchdown bomb. Kara, the kicker, Cora Anderson for Burlington, makes the extra point. And it's 7-7. We're at the end of the first quarter.
Well done, Mike Bush. Thank you for covering that one. That's a big game in that conference.
Yeah.
Let's get to line two if we can. Carl Farbs is at the Brookfield East at Menominee Falls game. Carl, give us an update.
Hello, gentlemen. It's 9:18 left in the second quarter. I have Brookfield East 7, Menominee Falls 0. How it scored was Brookfield East actually had a 21-play drive that ended with the first play of the second quarter on a 2-yard touchdown plunge by Sam McGaff. Kick was good, and we sit at 7-0. Now, Julius Davis is playing tonight, but they have only had two drives with a total of 6 plays and 1 penalty, and Falls is trying to – they're putting themselves in a hole, gentlemen.
How many play drive?
They had a 21-play drive.
That is really something.
They had two timeouts in that drive, but it was a 21-play drive.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it was they literally, if it was 3rd and 3, they got 4. If it was a 2nd and 4, they got 5.
Wow.
And between Sam McGaff and Donovan Hunt and Nick Plamer, they ran every play on that drive.
Boy, you're gonna wear out that Menominee Falls defense if they don't get a stop. 21 plays. 7-0 Brookfield East over Menominee Falls.
Thanks,
thank you, Carl. Well done. Let's get to line three if we can. Don Wachilis, he's at the Oak Creek at Franklin game. And he is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Half off pre-finishing on any wood window or patio door on qualified projects. Go to PellaWI.com. Hey, Don, give us an update.
My coach, we got a good one out here. For Franklin, it will be their fourth possession will be their charm. They started tonight with a fumble, an interception, and a punt. But then, as I said, on their fourth possession, Ron Wilson will go 13 yards to get Franklin on the board. They were up 7-3, and while I was on hold just a few seconds ago, Quinn Sulo, the quarterback for Oak Creek, on the option. He'll go 70 yards for OC. He'll punch it in, and right now with 11:40 to go before half, Oak Creek back on top, 10-7.
Yeah, I had the head coach from Oak Creek in on Saturday as well, and, boy, he's a really nice man, and this is a big game for him. He didn't sleep Wednesday night, didn't sleep Thursday night, I'm sure. Hey, Donnie, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Let's get to line one if we can. Mark is at the Kettle Moraine at Muskego game. Mark Neeson is brought to you by Lynch McGuanago, the premier Wisconsin Chevrolet, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. Go to lynchmcguanago.com. Mark, give us an update.
10:35 left quarter two. Muskego 21, Kettle Moraine 0. The most recent touchdown was the interception return by Mitchell Kudnorowski from 17 yards. The touchdown before that was Reiske, the fullback, for 5 yards up the middle, 21-0. Got a human interest story for you guys. I was talking to this lady who's the wife of the head referee. She told me he does these games, he does Division III, and then he is the NFL ball control guy for the Green Bay Packers. So this guy is really busy.
Hey, he is. He's a friend of mine, by the way. He's a great guy.
Yeah. I saw him talking to this lady, and she said, "Well, I'm his wife." I just got done talking with her.
Pat Miles is who you're talking about. And if you stand next to his wife again, you tell her that Mike McGivern said hello.
I will do that, Coach.
See you later. Thank you, Mark. Hey, let's get through these quick before we get to a break. Let's get to Rob. He's at the Waukesha West McGuanago game. Rob, give us an update.
What's going on, guys? It's 7-0 McGuanago after the first quarter. It's been a defensive matchup this whole first quarter. Huge fourth and seven. Waukesha West, 29-yard pass to Trey Teclaw down to the 3-yard line. And McGuanago stops him. Four down, stops him on the one. and then they go down the field a 99-yard drive for a touchdown. Big 20-yard touchdown pass to number 85, Dalton Gillette, big tight end.
Hey, Rob, thank you very much. Rob is brought to you by Lynch McGuanago. They are the premier Wisconsin Chevrolet, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. Go to lynchmcguanago.com. Let's get to line two. Taz is at the Sherwood Messmer South Milwaukee game. Taz, give us an update.
Mike, strike up the band. I got 14-6 South Milwaukee over Sherwood Messmer after South Mill scored their last touchdown. They kicked it off. From there, it was a two-play drive, one going for a 78-yard touchdown run by number 22, their senior running back, Zoe McDowell. Extra point, no good. 14-6, South Milwaukee over Sherwood Messmer at the end of one.
Taz, thank you very much. And he's brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Hurry into Blaine's Farm and Fleet for their lowest prices of the year sale going on right now. You'll find incredible deals in every department while supplies last. Family owned since 1955, Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Let's get to line four before we get to a break. Jerry's at the Oconomowoc Waukesha North game. Jerry, give us an update.
Yes, Mike and Coach, we're 11-23 in the second quarter. Waukesha North scored. When I talked to you last, they were going in to score. They scored with 2:03 remaining in the first quarter. The extra point was good. Right now, Waukesha North has the ball. 11-11 remaining in the second quarter, and the score is Oconomowoc 14, Waukesha North 7. Mike and Coach, no major. Well, I think there was two penalties and no turnovers by either team, so it's been very clean. Evenly matched game so far.
Jerry Boltman, thank you very much. Jerry's brought to you by Wendy's. Any youth player that goes into Wendy's in their uniform will receive a free small Frosty up to 18 years of age. We got to get you a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue to get you the most current and up-to-date scores at all the key high school football games in the area. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and your local pick and save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show presented by our friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and your local pick and save stores. Let's get right to it. Line one. John is at the New Berlin Eisenhower, New Berlin West game. John, give us an update.
Well, Mike, converted on a mishandled snap in the 37-yard line. Ike goes five plays, converted by Seifert to Holke from 6 yards out. We have Ike 7-0, 1:13 left in the half.
Hey, that's that crowd over there has got to be pretty intense.
Mike, I think New Berlin shut down. I think everybody is over here, Mike.
It sounds like a real defensive game then if they scored after a hot snap. Has there been very much offense at all in the game?
Not a whole lot, Coach. It's a battle between the 20s right now.
Hey, John, thank you very much. John is brought to you by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development. Let's get to line two if we can. Mike Bush, he's had a good one. He is at the Burlington-Waterford game. And as always, Mike Bush is brought to you by Ideal Logos and Awards. Go see Smokin' Hot Mary for all your awards, promotions, or embroidery work. Mike Bush, give us an update.
Yeah, we still got 8 minutes to go in the second quarter here. Burlington 14, Waterford 7. Burlington's dynamic duo of Dalton Damon to Nick Webley for their second touchdown of the game. This time a little 5-yard bubble screen, if you will, that Nick Webley broke wide open, scampered about 40 yards for the touchdown, and their female place kicker, Cora Anderson, made the extra point. And, again, there's 8 minutes to go before the half, and it's Burlington 14, Waterford 7, but Waterford is now on the 1-yard line out here. Yeah, you ain't kidding. This is a good one. I had a hunch it was going to be Michael. And I want to thank you for this game as well.
Yeah, you bet. You know, the other one I was going to send you at Oak Creek Franklin, last we heard, 10-7 Oak Creek over Franklin.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. That could have been a good one, too, obviously. Let's get to line three if we can. We got to get the birthday boy in right away. Tyler is at the Wisconsin Lutheran at Greendale game. Tyler, give us an update.
Hey, Mike. Less than 8 minutes left in the first half, and it's now 14-7 Greendale over Wisconsin Lutheran. Greendale on their very next offensive drive with 1:49 left in the first quarter, were able to score on a 12-yard touchdown run by Paul Totes. And then in the second quarter, after the two teams traded punt, with 8:09 left in the first half. Colin Olsen was able to hit Jaquez Lockett for a 41-yard touchdown run. Made a very impressive run, able to stay in bounds and run it all the way in for a touchdown. Greendale now has the ball on the Wisco 38-yard line, facing a second and 11 with 7:22 and counting left in the first half. 14-7, Greendale over Wisconsin Lutheran.
That's Tyler Peters. He's brought to you by Athletico Physical Therapy. Call them today to schedule a free 30-minute injury assessment. They're going to schedule you fast, sometimes the same day, but always 24 to 48 hours. Go to athletico.com. Let's get to line four if we can. Ralph, he's at the Nicolet at Grafton game. We normally don't have Ralph at away games, but Nicolet going for two in a row. Ralph, give us an update.
Hey, with 9:53 left in the second quarter, it's Grafton 14 and Nicolet 0. Couple of highlights in the first quarter. Grafton had opening drive, went 73 yards, ended with an 18-yard pass from their quarterback, Brady Wall, to their tight end. And Nicolet came back, drove down to the one-yard line, got stopped in one-yard line. The next series, Grafton went 99 yards in four plays and ended up to be 14-0. Grafton, again, with 10:53 left in the game. And I'm going to say one thing, Mike. My son coaches for Oak Creek football, and they're up 10-7 over Franklin.
Man, Ralph doing double duty for us. Thank you so much. He's brought to you by Curtin Electric, providing innovative lighting solutions since 1983. CurtinElectricCO.com. Let's get to line one if we can. Tony Resch, he's at the Whitefish Bay at Homestead game, brought to you by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development. Tony, give us an update.
Hey, Mike, 7:16 left in the second quarter. And, you can hear some cheering there. 15-7, Whitefish Bay actually intercepted an Emery Wheaton pass. That was by Keon May. And three plays later, Michael Kaufman punched it in from 7 yards out on a nice trap play. They got the extra point. 15-7, Homestead now driving back, though. They have the ball first and 10 on the 21-yard line of Whitefish Bay.
Tony, well done. Thank you very much. Let's get to line two, Taz Landry. He's brought to you by Balistrieri Brothers Pizza. There's a game day special. 2 3-topping 16-inch pizzas, 2 garlic breads, and 20 wings for $49.99. 414-543-0707. Taz Landry, South Milwaukee, at Sherwood Messmer. Give us an update.
Mike, I got 14 swells, South Mill over Sherwood Messmer. South Milwaukee was driving, but then was intercepted by Sherwood Messmer's linebacker, number 22, Zoe McDowell, who returned the ball 60 yards to their own 25-yard line. From there was a three-play, 25-yard drive, capped off by a 15-yard TD pass caught by number 3, Delroy Kerrion. Two-play conversion, no good. 14-12. South Milwaukee over Sherwood Messmer, 7 minutes in the second.
Sounds like that Zoe McDowell is doing everything today.
Yeah, they should call this guy Mr. Friday Night.
Taz, well played. Thank you very much. Let's get to line four if we can. John is at the New Berlin Eisenhower, New Berlin West game. John Moore, give us an update.
Well, Mike, following a West interception, Eisenhower goes right down the field, capped off by Jack Himmelsbach. I was afraid I was going to have to say that name. From 2 yards out to put Ike up 14-0 with 38 seconds left in the half.
Hey, John, thank you very much. Brought to you by your local Pick and Save stores where Wisconsin saves on groceries. Line three, Jerry Boltman. Oconomowoc at Waukesha North. Jerry, give us an update.
Yes, Mike and Coach, we're down to 8 minutes and 14 seconds remaining in the second quarter, and the score now is tied 14 apiece. After I talked to you last, I said neither team had penalties. Well, Oconomowoc had a 15-yard penalty for pass interference, 2 good runs by Johnny Kelleher, the senior quarterback for Waukesha North, and then a 20-yard touchdown run by Tyrone Howard. That's his second touchdown run of the game. So that knotted up the score, 14 apiece, 8:14 remaining in the second quarter.
Jerry Boltman, well done. Let's get to line one before we get to a break. Don with Chillis, maybe the game of the area. Oak Creek at Franklin. Don is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors, Wisconsin. Call Mandy Sandstrom Clough, 262-783-6600, and get your new windows in before it gets cold. Hey, Don, give us an update.
Guys, Dragan Kessich will kick his second field goal of the evening. Oak Creek now leads 13-7 as it went through the uprights from 31 yards out. But so far, the talk has to be the Franklin defense. Oak Creek got the ball down to the five, and the Franklin defense held. So on a couple of offensive possessions by Oak Creek, they've had to settle for two field goals and even had one blocked.
You know, that may come back to haunt them. You know, that's the kind of stuff that comes back to haunt you.
And Oak Creek is, like I said, with this last possession getting down to the five, they've had opportunities offensively to, in essence, almost put this thing within, a distance that would be really difficult for Franklin to come back from. But the Franklin defense has just been outstanding so far.
Hey, Don, thank you very much. Let's real quick get out to Mark. He's at Kettle Moraine at Muskego. Mark, give us an update.
4:38 left quarter two is now 28-0. John Reischke, the fullback, his third touchdown, guys.
Wow. 28-0. I didn't see that coming. I thought Kettle would keep that close. Hey, Mark, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Guys, we got to get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue to get to the most current and up-to-date scores at all the key high school football games in the area. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores and Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
It's time now for your Wendy's Varsity Blitz Scoreboard Update. I'm Anthony Mandela. Oak Creek on top at Franklin, 13-7, the Knights lead. Burlington and Waterford knotted up at 14 apiece. New Berlin Eisenhower leading New Berlin West 14-0. Oconomowoc and Waukesha North also 14-14. Homestead pulling ahead of Whitefish Bay 15-7 in the second quarter. Grafton working a shutout 21-0 there on top of Nicolet. Brookfield Central ahead 12-7 over Tosa West. Muskego taking it to Kettle Moraine 28-0. The Warriors lead. Maguanago shutting out Waukesha West 14-0. Greendale a 14-7 lead against Wisconsin Lutheran. South Milwaukee ahead 14-12 at Messwood. Brookfield East shutting out Menominee Falls 7-0 on the road. Pewaukee, they're holding on to a road lead as well, 21-7 at West Dallas Central. And Catholic Memorial shutting out Sussex Hamilton 12-0. Crusaders lead the Chargers. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Wendy's. Listen tomorrow to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show. From 10 a.m. to noon, Mike McGivern will be joined in studio by Rick Hopper, the head coach from Greendale Martin Luther, and his senior players. That's tomorrow at 10 a.m. This has been your Wendy's Varsity Blitz Scoreboard Update. I'm Anthony Mandela, Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Let's get to line three if we can. Rob is at the Waukesha West Maguanago game. And Rob is brought to you by Lynch Maguanago, the premier Wisconsin Chevrolet, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. They've got a huge selection of new and used vehicles. Go to lynchmaguanago.com. Rob Veit, give us an update.
Yeah, so we were 14-0 Maguanago. Waukesha West is driving right now. They have the ball on the 10-yard line. It's another 90-yard-plus drive from Maguanago, capped off by a 7-yard run by Josh Endosa. 14-0 Maguanago.
Well, I'll tell you what. Hey, Rob, that's a big game for that Maguanago team, I think.
Yeah, they've really...
I think Maguanago is a sleeping giant. They just got woke up this year.
Yeah, he's really doing a good job over there, their coach, and they're going to have a good chance of getting the playoffs this year, and who knows besides that. He may be that sleeping giant that could pull some upsets against the real big good teams, the best in the league. They're all good teams in the league.
Hey, Rob, I don't know how much you know about that Maguanago community, but, man, years ago when Coach Hensley had them going, Maguanago is a football community. And they will come out win or lose, but if you're winning, man, it's an unbelievable atmosphere for Friday night.
Yeah, they're out here. I mean, they got jumpy houses, bounce houses for the kids. The atmosphere here is definitely different for the past few years compared to it is now.
Man, that's awesome. Rob Veit, thank you very much. 14-0 Maguanago over Waukesha West. You know, it's interesting because Waukesha West, lost their first game. And at Kettle Moraine, and you kind of like, okay, maybe they're going to have a down year. and you wait a little bit and look, now they're 3-1 going into this game at Maguanago. It's not only a big game for Maguanago, but a big game for Waukesha West as well.
And that was a conference game they lost, so you can't afford to lose very many conference games in that league.
No, you can't. You can't. And, you know, you think about Steve Rux and the job that he does and his staff does year after year after year. They're in that conversation. And, again, I consider it the best football conference in the state of Wisconsin. But Waukesha West is one of those staple programs that when you look at it preseason, you know, you say, okay, Catholic Memorial, Muskego's really good. Years ago, it was always Arrowhead and Waukesha West. And year after year, they graduate some of the best players in the state, and they're right back there 3-1.
Next year, yep.
They do a nice job, Coach. They do. Rux and Tricky, when he was on that staff, and he still helps out there, yeah. I know.
That would be a huge win for Maguanago if they could hold on and pull this one out.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, let's get to line one if we can. Don Wachilis, he is at the Oak Creek at Franklin game. And Don is brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Hurry into Blaine's Farm and Fleet for the lowest price of the year sale going on right now. You'll find incredible deals in every department while supplies last. Blaine's Farm and Fleet, family owned since 1955. Don, give us an update.
Mike, Quinn Sulo, the quarterback for Oak Creek, just threw one of the prettiest passes I think I've seen in a long time to Doyle Gunner for 40 yards and an Oak Creek touchdown. So with 2:13 left in the second quarter, Oak Creek now on top 20-7. And I think Oak Creek heard our last discussion just a few minutes ago when I was praising the Franklin defense. Oak Creek forcing the punt, which led to that touchdown, now has held Franklin to 3 punts and 2 turnovers in Franklin's 6 possessions.
Well, I'll tell you what, Coach Parr's got Oak Creek going. People questioned because they haven't, nobody really knows how good the team from Illinois is they beat. And you're thinking, okay, once they get to this spot in their schedule, now we'll find out if they're for real. Well, so far tonight, yeah, they're for real.
And talking to Mike Bartholomew last year before he left, there was just no doubt in his mind that Joel Parr was going to come in and just do a great job taking over the head coaching position.
Coach, I was so impressed with him Saturday. I have met him before for just an instant on the sidelines here and an instant on the sidelines there. When they named him the head coach, I get a call from Joe Cook who said, perfect decision. Perfect. The kids adore him. He cares a lot about that community and that program, and he's a really, really good football guy.
And he's a very humble person, well, isn't he, Mike?
Coach, I was going to tell you that. Both of those coaches that I had in, head coach at Mesmer Short and Joel Parr, all they do is thank their staff and their players and their players' families and their players' families' families. And, you know, they want to thank everybody and deflect any kind of stuff off themselves. So, hey, Don, thank you very much. 20-7. Oak Creek over Franklin. Coach, when you take over a program like Franklin, the expectations are high, even though under Coach Bart, who I adore, did not have a great run in the playoffs. And, you know, when Cook was there, they did. Then they hadn't for a bit. And Coach Parr, I think, knows that and feels like if he can get over the hump a little bit, not only in that conference, but in come playoff time, you know what? He might be onto something. That's a good football community.
Oak Creek did have some tremendous regular seasons and then, as you said, stumbled in the playoffs. They're always very good and very, very competitive. But if they could get over the hump there and get deep into the playoffs, I think that would really get their program going even more. And it's a pretty darn good program right now.
Yeah, it is. Their youth program is really strong, too. So they're not hurting for numbers at this point. Guys, let's get to a break. Other side of the break, first hour in the books, we'll get you the most current and up-to-date scores at all the key high school football games in the area. If we're not talking about the game you're at or the game you're talking to somebody and they're at, you know, give us a call, 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Either give Anthony the score or tell him you want to come on the air with Coach Ron Davies and myself, talk a little bit about that game. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too.
Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.